All right, everybody, this is Ray Higdon, and today I have a very, very special interview. I wanted to interview the couple that is crushing the contest for the National Expansion Team and the Crews, just absolutely destroying it, and it's my good friends out of Texas, Bill and Michelle Pesco-Salido. What's up, guys?
Hey, how are you, Ray?
Not too much, Ray. Glad to be here for you.
Yeah, absolutely. And all right, so I don't know if you have the numbers in front of you, but in the since the contest, talk to me about how many people you've recruited, how many accelerators you've sold, how many Silver Eagles. Do you have any of those numbers, or will that take a second?
I've got them memorized, Greg.
Okay.
No.
No, you don't?
Since the contest started, looks like roughly, oh yeah, I would have to count real quick, but we look like we're up to about 30 or 40 people.
So you're saying you've recruited, or your team has added 30 or 40, or you've personally recruited 30 or 40?
We personally have.
Okay. So that's just intense. Well, I would think that's a little bit less than that, because you get 4 points per.
No, it is. I think the team in general is probably about that many.
Yeah, it's the team. I'm seeing definitely numbers here where the team has recruited us a couple of people also. And we've had, what, maybe four or five people accelerate on our team?
We've had five people accelerate. We've gotten four people, I believe, Silver Eagle qualified.
Four people Silver Eagle qualified. Now, just you know, so when someone listens to this recording, we've been in the contest, what, 30 days? Like a month?
Yes.
Okay, we are actually less than a month, actually, if you think about it, because it was the first weekend in August. Today's 31st, so
it started on the 8th, I think.
Yeah, right. So right about 4 weeks, and man, four people Silver Eagled, five accelerators, and a pretty large amount. So talk to me. You know, I was under a misconception here, and I thought you guys were using all Facebook pay-per-click, which I don't understand. I've never been able to figure out. I've tried to make it work, and but that's not what you guys are doing. What are you guys doing to connect with people?
You know, I'm using all Facebook when it comes to the messaging system, or if I'm in a part of a group, some of these marketing groups, and I have my own personal groups that Bill and I have, and you know, if somebody requests me as a friend, I will go and approve it, and I'll send them an email, and I'll say, you know, great to connect. Tell me, what do you do? I mean, simply put, just one or two sentences, and I wait for them to respond. And then once they respond, they usually tell me they're in a network marketing company, and my next email is going to say, well, how's that going for you? And, you know, they usually are most likely struggling, or they're having trouble recruiting, or maybe it's going phenomenally well for them. Either way, if it's going well for them, I dig a little deeper, and I was like, super, so you're working with a mentor, or great, so you've got a system in place, and I start pointing out those things that I know that we have here at Numis as a team, and a lot of times I'll find holes in their marketing, or it turns out not to be as successful as they portrayed it to be to me in the beginning. But I look for that pain. I look for that struggle. And then I, you know, I paint the picture. You know, what would it be like? I mean, can you imagine what it would be like to be able to work with somebody who you could talk to every day on the phone? Could you imagine?
Now, do you email that, or do you say that in a message? Or you say it in a message, or you say it on the phone?
You know, I'm messaging that. So that's my initial.
Wow.
Contact. Yeah. And then from there, you know, they always invariably ask, what do you guys do? And I'll tell them, well, we're with Numis Network. Have you heard of it? I don't just say we're with Numis.
Right.
I definitely throw a link. I always go back with a question. And, you know, once they, you know, say, yeah, I've heard of it, or no, I haven't heard of it. What is it? And I'll give them more information. And I'll tell them to call us. You know, hey, you know, this is a lot of information to be discussing through messaging. Why don't you give me a call or give Bill a call? We'll be more than happy to discuss this a little further, and especially tell you how we can help you build a business and fill those holes in your marketing, or fill those, you know, gaps that you're experiencing where you're not having success. And we can tell you how we can help you with that.
You know, that's really, really powerful. You're saying, I love what you just said. You said this is a lot to be messaging back and forth. Let's chat on the phone. That's really powerful.
Yeah, I got to get off of the messaging because, you know, it's for me, I get a little impatient, but I know that when you're talking to people on Facebook, it does take time. You know, it can take 3 or 4, you know, message exchanges between the two of us before, you know, I can get to that point where I'm telling them about what we do. So I get a little impatient sometimes. So that's why I like to get to the point. And plus, I don't like typing all of it. And I'm like, just pick up the phone and call me. You know, right. I find that that's much more powerful is if they just get on the phone with us, because once they get on the phone with Bill, you know, I'm pretty confident that he's going to be able to, you know, close them into Numis.
So let's talk about that. Let's talk about what is it that, you know, what is it that you're saying when you get them on the phone? And maybe I take it Bill's handling more of the phone calls.
Yes.
Okay. So my approach, Ray, is... You know, we've talked about this. I'm definitely a student of yours and your philosophy and training. So I feel that at this point, my philosophy and attitude towards these people is obviously not desperate, not needy. I'm not getting all excited because someone's calling me. You know, we got a lot of irons in the fire. We have a lot of prospects. So just because you right now, Joe Prospect, happen to be calling me, you know, I'm not terribly excited by that or impressed by that. I'm just going to treat it the way I would with everyone else.
Right. So, amen.
I start with by simply I want to get to know them a little bit better. You know, why are you calling? So tell me about what you've been doing. Are you new to network marketing, or have you done network marketing in the past? Oftentimes they may have done network marketing in the past. So I say, great. You know, what have you done? So they'll share, I was with this company and that company, other company, and I'll say, great. How did those work for you? And a lot of times, if they've gone from one company to the next to the third to the fourth, and it hasn't worked, well, you know, probably things didn't go that well. So I'll ask them, okay, so it maybe didn't go that well for you. Why do you think that is? Why did you not have success at these companies? And I'll just shut up and listen. And I'm really trying to flush out as much from these people as I can information-wise. I'm very, you know, I think it's very important to be an engaged, active listener. I'm asking very specific targeted questions because I want information, because that's what I use as ammo later on in the conversation to recruit them in.
And I want you to, you know, if you're listening to this right now, you know, I want you to understand a couple things. You know, I mean, I've been able to spend time with a lot of different people that prospect, people that cold call, people that, do what you guys are talking about. And there's a big difference. If you notice, Bill isn't selling. Bill is interviewing. Bill is being a coach. Bill is saying, you know, or being a doctor even. You're saying, all right, tell me what hurts and why does it hurt and how long has it been hurting? And, you know, that's very different. You know, most people, when they get on the phone, number one, they're so excited that a person got on the phone with them. They're excited like, you know, little, you know, jackrabbit or something. And, you know, and then they go into sales mode on why Numis is great on this and that and this and that. And you're not doing any of that. You're saying, okay, we're on the phone. Let me get to know you. Let me listen to what's going on so I can properly assess the situation. Very powerful, man.
Correct. And I've been, you know, doing a lot of coaching calls lately with the team, and I've kind of come up with this new analogy that I'm sharing with people, which is the following. Let's say you are out looking for a job right now. You're sending your resumes out and you get a call from the HR person at this one company. They say, we reviewed your resume. Come on in for an interview. And you say, great. So you're going to show up for the interview. You're going to be expecting to have to answer all these questions and be on your game and talk about your skills and qualifications. Well, what if instead you went into that interview and you sat down and the HR person just sat there and sold you on the company the entire time, told you how great the company was and the pay plan, the benefits, the compensation.
Leery.
They didn't ask you one question about your skills and qualifications. Wouldn't you be a little weirded out by that?
Absolutely. I'd be a little leery. I'm like, man, these guys, what, you know, why did the last person leave? What did they do to them? You know, why are they having to hard sell me?
Right. And I look at what we do as I'm, especially when people are getting, our team is set up three ways. I say, look, you're like that HR person. The prospect is the interviewee. They need to answer some of your questions in order to pass the test to then move on to the next step, which is with, say, like the hiring manager at the company. And that would be like getting the next step of three-way with me. So what I try to work with my team on and what I practice myself is guiding the prospect along the process. Very professionally and politely explain to them, this is how this is going to work. These are the steps that we're going to take. And I don't let the prospect dictate the process. I explain to them how the process is going to work. And I do it very matter-of-factly. It's not mean or condescending or rude. It's very professional, but matter-of-fact. Okay, so prospect, so here's what's going to happen next. And I explain to them what's going to happen next. And I guide them along, and I'm encouraging my team to do the same. Guide them along. Don't kowtow to the prospects. Don't let the tail wag the dog. We're in control of the process. We're the ones that are in the company right now. If these people want to get in the company as well, they're going to have to go at our pace with our process, and we'll guide them along and tell them how that's going to be.
Powerful. And what is that process? Is it to watch a presentation? What does the process look like?
Well, one thing I do want to say, and he can talk about that process, but whenever somebody does view the presentation and Bill gets on the phone with them, I mean, I can almost tell you exactly what he's saying each time. And it's not, it's always like, what did you like most about the presentation?
Right.
Great. What else did you like about it? Okay. Was there something else that you liked about it? So now he's again collecting all this data. And then at the end, he's able to just say, all right, it sounds like we've got green lights to go here. It's all about questions. I listen to him every single day on the phone, and I'm just like, wow. I mean, it's question after question. But do you
powerful.
Sorry about that.
Oh, no, it's awesome. No, it's a great point. And, the powerful thing about questions is it actually takes the pressure off of you. If you had a 53-page document that you had to memorize verbatim, okay, that's kind of painful. But, you're saying ask questions. Asking questions will give you the ammunition to get them, in the company.
Mm-hmm. And I look at it too, and I want to be very clear here, it's not an interrogation, right? You still want the person to feel good about you and feel good about this conversation. So there's a bit of a fine line, a bit of a dance that we're doing. For example, if I'll say, what did you like most about what you saw? I don't just say, okay, what else? I'll say, what did you like most about what you saw? And they'll say X, Y, Z. I go, that's funny. So did I. That was one of the reasons why we joined as well.
Nice.
So tell me, what else did you like about what you saw? So I'm sharing a little bit with them and sort of validating what they're saying as well, as opposed to just like grilling them with questions. But I do make it very much that I'm controlling the process and controlling the flow and make them realize that, I'm the one sitting on this side of the desk. You're sitting on the other side of the desk. I'm the one that has the keys to the car, and you're the one there looking to get a ride, so to speak.
So... okay. And so, but you do have them watch a presentation.
Of course. Absolutely.
Yeah.
So if, we're talking to a person and obviously established interest. And if they know nothing about Numis, if they're a network marketer and know nothing about Numis, I'll say, great. Well, here's what's going to really help fill in a lot of the gaps for you right now. I'm going to send you this presentation. It's called numisfornetworkers.com. So I'll send them the Numis for Networkers. And then Ray, I just do exactly what you've always suggested. I'll say, out of curiosity, Joe, when's the soonest you think you can watch this? And they'll say, well, probably 7:00 tonight. I'm like, awesome. Then is it cool if I follow up with you at 7:45 to get your thoughts and answer some questions for you? And they say, sure. So, I think this is important because I'm getting permission to follow up with them, but I'm also, again, explaining to them how this is going to work. And I'm telling them I'm following up with them at 7:45 because I'm going to get your thoughts and answer your questions. Well, the other thing happening there is that they're obviously going to be expecting my call at 7:45. So there's no surprises, A, that I'm calling. B, they've got to live up to their end of the bargain. I'm not calling them up to ask about the weather or to see what's on TV. I'm calling them to follow up about what they thought about the presentation. So in order to have that call, they got to watch the presentation. So it's obviously increasing the chances of all this working out in the desired way we want it to work out.
And Bill, what if they don't, in the mere chance, what if they don't, what if you call them and they either don't pick up or they pick up and they say, you know what, Bill, I had to clean the aquarium. I have not been able to watch the presentation.
I say, that's no big deal. Just, I need to, just so I can prioritize my time. I got a lot of people right now who have watched this. When do you think you'll be able to watch it? Because I need to know who I need to follow with and who I need to bump down on my list.
Man, that's a familiar script.
I learned it from watching you, Ray.
That's awesome. Well, cool. Well, appreciate you, man. I mean, I think the biggest thing that I hope people get out of this is that you're not at no step of the way are you selling them on, you know, I didn't hear you list out 50 different reasons that Numis is awesome. I heard you say, what did you like? What did you like? What did you like? Oh, I like that too. Sounds, and I like that phrase. Sounds like we have a green light here. Mm. Yeah. That's cool.
A lot of people sometimes get hung up on the comp plan. Well, I want to understand the comp plan. And we just tell them, you know what? You don't have to understand the comp plan to start bringing people into this organization. I didn't know it. I didn't know it till about 6 months after. We just started collecting checks.
Nice.
You know, that stuff will come naturally as we go along. But again, you know, we don't talk about the Numis when we first talk to people on the phone. We get them in front of a presentation. Mm-hmm. And to, you know, so they get all their questions answered right there. And then, you know, we go from there from what Bill was describing.
Awesome. Well, cool. Appreciate you guys. Let you get back to recruiting everyone else. But appreciate you sharing your nuggets and your logic here and what you guys are doing. Clearly it's working. So we appreciate you coming on here and sharing.
Thank you. Our pleasure. Thank you so much, Ray.
You got it. All right. Bye, guys.
Bye.